Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I know what you're thinking, mindfulness? Isn't that all about chanting and burning incense while wearing a robe made of organic hemp? Trust me, it's way cooler than that. We're talking about bringing a little more present moment awareness into your day-to-day life, even if your day-to-day involves fighting traffic and figuring out what to make for dinner. Let's be real, our world is a constant barrage of notifications, deadlines, and the never-ending scroll. It's easy to feel like we're just running on autopilot, reacting instead of truly living. But here's the thing, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about noticing things, your breath, your surroundings, even that weird feeling in your gut, and accepting them without judgment. Think of it like this. You're on a wild roller coaster ride. You can either cling onto the safety bar, terrified the whole time, or you can choose to feel the wind whipping through your hair, see the world whizzing by, and even smile at the insane twists and turns. That's mindfulness, embracing the ride, even the bumpy parts. So how do we actually cultivate this mindfulness magic? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start small. Don't go from zero to Zen master in a day. Pick one small thing to focus on. Maybe it's taking 3 deep breaths every time your phone buzzes, or savoring the first bite of your lunch instead of scrolling through Instagram. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is mindfulness. Baby steps, my friend. 2. Be present with your senses. You've got 5 amazing senses at your disposal: sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. Really engage them. When you're eating, pay attention to the textures, flavors, and aromas. When you're walking, notice the feel of the pavement beneath your feet, the sounds around you, and maybe even the scent of fresh-cut grass. Ever noticed how much more delicious food tastes when you're truly present while eating it? It's not magic, it's mindfulness. 3. Listen to your body. What does your body need right now? A break? Some movement? A good stretch? Pay attention to those signals and give yourself what you need. Pushing through exhaustion or ignoring discomfort will only lead to more stress. Your body is your best friend. Listen to it. 4. Ditch the constant scroll. I know, checking social media feels like a reflex these days. But how much time do you actually spend scrolling mindlessly? Try setting aside specific times for checking your feeds instead of constantly refreshing throughout the day. You'll be amazed at how much more present and focused you feel. Think about it. Are those notifications really adding anything valuable to your life? Sometimes, silence is golden. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger. Gratitude is a powerful way to shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Think about it. What are you grateful for right now? Let's pause for a second and acknowledge those little joys. Let me tell you a quick story. Last week, I was rushing around like a headless chicken trying to get ready for work. My phone was buzzing, my email inbox was overflowing, and I felt completely overwhelmed. But then, I stopped. I took a few deep breaths, stepped outside, and looked up at the sky. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, and there wasn't a cloud in sight. It was beautiful. In that moment, I realized how easily we can get caught up in the chaos of our day-to-day lives and forget to appreciate the simple beauty around us. That's what mindfulness is all about, finding those moments of peace and presence amidst the craziness. So, remember, cultivating mindfulness isn't about becoming a monk or quitting your job and moving to a secluded mountaintop. It's about bringing more awareness and intention into your everyday life. Take it one step at a time, be patient with yourself, and enjoy the journey. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mindfulness in their life. And if you have any thoughts or takeaways, drop them in the comments below. Until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep being awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.